We check the levels of the mic and everything. We're good.
Did we check the levels of this pipe?
I choose to believe that we are in fact live. This is the No Jumper Show, episode number 6. We out here off the mother effing kush. I've got my man house phone to the left of me. I got cam girl right across from me, and I am feeling great. How are you guys doing on this lovely Monday?
Tuesday.
Definitely Tuesday.
Definitely a Tuesday.
It's supposed to be Monday though.
How's everybody doing?
I'm good.
Amazing, but I'm just hot.
Hot. It's ridiculously hot in here. That's one thing that the
Thanks
people
for
need to
your
know.
Shirt.
Yeah, I put a shirt on. I had no shirt on for the thumbnail. Basically, hopefully we'll be able to monetize, even though we're going to have male nipples in the thumbnail.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
But besides that, the AC broke. So that's been pretty painful. Did a couple of, done really a whole bunch of interviews with a whole bunch of like relevant, important people, and they've all had to endure.
Within the last, how long has it been broken?
It's been broken for like at least a week. Yeah. So, yeah.
I wasn't here.
It's between 85 and 90 degrees. Yeah, you weren't here. Tell us about your ecstasy fueled coma that you were in.
Ecstasy fueled coma. I wasn't in a coma. I was wide awake. I had some family business to attend to.
That was my fault. I leaked fake news.
What was the family business? Your family was doing ecstasy with you?
Oh, my God.
Oh no, nah, something serious?
Yeah, actually. Mm. Yeah.
I thought that you went out that night, like the previous night, but it was like the night before or some shit.
Yeah, I was at home.
You didn't go out?
No, I was at the crib.
What about this weekend? How was it? Let's hear a house phone drug check.
This weekend.
I want to hear about partying since I have such a boring life now.
Honestly,
I live vicariously through your Instagram stories.
Yeah. I party still, but like I don't really be turnt like that. I'll go home instead of like going to the after hours now.
Says the guy that partied till like 9 a.m. last Sunday.
Last Sunday?
I keep Maybe. Tabs.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
I have a
like,
calendar of what you did.
Lil Yachty's trying to call me. I don't think we're going to... I can't really... All right, give it to me. Yeah, I'll answer.
It's Lil Yachty
calling.
If it was somebody else, no. If it was anybody else...
Lil Boat. I think he pocket dialed me the other day. Maybe this will be that again.
Well, that would be funny.
Yo, we on live stream. What's good?
He's like, ah, never mind.
He was saying
I said, come out to your shop.
I'm on live stream doing a podcast right now. What's going on, Boat?
He just said he's pulling up to the shop.
He has bad service, I think.
He said he's pulling up.
Yo, yeah,
he said he's coming to the shop.
We live streaming in the back of the shop right now. Where you at?
I'm saying pull up.
You're gonna pull up?
Yeah, I'm on Melrose.
All right, yeah, come in here. We'll set up a mic for you.
I'm on the way.
Hey.
Yay.
Wow, right. Lil Yachty guest appearance. Yuri, you want to go fucking do that as soon as you finish that?
Yes. No guests unless you're Lil Yachty.
Yeah, Lil Yachty, that's exciting.
Woo, episode 6.
Mr. Big Boat, we can ask him all kinds of questions. What do you think we should ask him?
I was going to say something really stupid about boats.
Bro, yeah.
We could just freestyle. Yeah, freestyle. We don't got to really, you know?
We could freestyle. I'm going to ask him about his appearance on the quality control tape that came out. That's a big, he got a lot of features on there, a lot of appearances.
I listened to all 130 songs of it.
You enjoyed
130
it?
Songs.
I can't remember. It was just so long that towards like number 52, I was like, whoa.
Also,
still going.
I would like, number 52. I would like to ask him about DC Young Fly because they did the How High movie together, and I just had DC Young Fly on here, and
I was asking,
you watched it?
Yes, and we can get into that.
Neat. Oh, cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was asking him about Lil Yachty, and I felt like DC Young Fly let it slip that Yachty smokes weed, which I didn't even know if that's true. I've never seen him smoke weed.
He smoked for the movie, I'm pretty sure, he said.
I think.
He said that he used to smoke weed.
He was probably smoking CBD weed.
Nah, but he said he smoked for the... Well, I mean, we could ask him. He's going to be
We're
here.
We're definitely going to ask him. We're going to ask him if he's a cush head now. He's going to ruin it. He's going to get dropped by Target as soon as he admits it, if he does admit it. He ain't going to admit it. Even if he does, he won't admit it.
I think
it.
He literally said it in an interview that he had smoked weed before and it wasn't for him.
Bro, I'm pissed off.
Or that he used to do ecstasy.
I've hung out with Yachty. He never hits the blunt. People are smoking around. I've seen people smoke 1,000 blunts. Like, I was with Lil Pump in the studio with Yachty. Yachty did not get high at all.
I thought he, like, doesn't smoke or drink or
anything. Yeah, he doesn't do
anything. That was always his thing. But also, he got famous when he was, like, 17. So who knows? Maybe switch his swag up.
He said that he used to do these things.
Yes. And also, who's got the thing? I want to be able to scroll down so I can see the chat. So that I can harass Yachty with the things that they're saying once he gets here. I just want to be able to go off of what they're saying. Because I have a feeling that they since they fucking are terrible. The worst people on earth are in the chat. No, I'm just kidding. You guys are great.
they just say the craziest shit.
You know, the one shitty thing about not doing the interviews live anymore, since I don't do them live anymore, because then you can't make money off them if you do them live, more or less, is that you don't have the chat helping you out, because the chat sometimes will be telling you. I remember we were interviewing this model girl, and they were fucking airing out DJs that she was fucking nobody's supposed to know. But like somebody had seen her on stage with this DJ. They're calling her out. I'm asking her about the dude, they're getting pissed. She was getting pissed.
Who's the girl?
I can't remember her name.
Fine.
I mean, low-key, that's...
I like the chat, but sometimes it gets really, what's the word?
Toxic.
Distracting.
CX.
Because someone said my neck is too skinny, I can't give a good head.
Wow.
That was mean, and also kind of funny, and also kind of distracting, because I didn't listen to anything you said.
Listen, guys, some women are not walking around holding their head high, basing their self-esteem off the size of the dicks they can take. There are certain women, cam girl perhaps being one of them, who are just out here like, hey, I got a small neck, big deal. Maybe I'm not born to be Tiana Trump,
but
whatever.
Yeah, she's like doing other things.
Cam girl, am I right? Is that accurate? Is that your outlook?
Sure, yes. Yes, I'll take that, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because there's some girls, like, there's a certain type of bitch out there who will just straight up tweet about how good her dome is, and you know that is just a certain type of girl.
Those are girls you want to stay away from, usually.
And you're lying. You're just totally...
I feel like both of you
who
are
do you
lying.
Think you're fooling? Both of us.
He's a changed guy now.
Yeah,
he's in a serious
man.
Committed relationship.
Yes, that's good. But I don't know that version of him. I know the old house phone that was wilding in the streets.
He could say the same about you.
I could literally say the exact same.
You guys are both sick.
No.
If me and house phone get picked up by the feds, it's gonna be a snitch-a-thon.
What? I thought it was the exact opposite. I thought niggas wasn't saying shit. God damn.
We never did anything serious together.
Yeah.
That's just like, let me get my blunt that I rolled with your blunts and your weed.
And your kush.
He said it's about to be a snitch-a-thon. I need this.
Hey, it's a snitch-a-thon. We're going to get high as hell, skinny from the nine type shit. What's going on?
What's Cam, up, girl? Man? Cam, how was your weekend?
Tell us something you did.
What did I do this weekend? Considering I can't remember, I think I did nothing.
Is that what you do? You just lay in bed on the weekends? You just get that puberty sleep in?
Puberty? Sleep.
Who's yelling?
Guess.
Is it Lil Yachty?
Yes, sir.
Yachty, what the fuck is up? Yuri, you're supposed to set up a mic.
He can't do more than three things at once.
That's fine.
Yeah, Yuri is totally out of
hoodie.
Pocket.
Yeah,
Yachty wants
them
a no jumper hoodie.
Them shit's weak. Don't
you down to sit down for a few minutes? We got some questions that we thought of for you. It's hot
it
as
is.
Fuck out here. What was that? You just stepped on the dog? Lou literally just stepped on his dog in front of Yachty. That was crazy. That was some
At
wild
least it was
shit.
His dog.
Hey,
if someone else stepped on his dog, that'd be fucked up.
Yuri didn't have the mic set up, otherwise we would all be hearing Yachty's insights about... So,
call PETA.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to hop on this one?
You hop on here for a second, then Houseful will take over that one.
Pull up maybe...
Young motherfucking boat.
For this one.
How you living, G?
Hello.
What kind of shorts are them?
Nolan.
They look cool.
Thanks.
You came in here with more drip than everybody else combined.
We wanted the temperature like this.
Like hot?
Yeah.
Y'all must be playing your thug in Ghana.
It makes people focus.
Listen.
Yeah, I walked in, they were stepping on dogs.
Yo, yes. Lou is over here trying to be a man of the people, and instead he's just stepping on dogs.
And it got the weather on 100 degrees.
Hey, so did you know that we do a weekly podcast called the No Jumper Show,
yeah,
and that's what we're doing right now?
This is where you get people to pay so you can play these songs.
Oh, yeah, well, we'll do that
after,
but for now we're just like hang out, talk shit, and we've never had a guest, so our first guest is Lil Bolt, the one and only.
This is the first time I came to your store and you were here.
Yeah, I know. You always stop by to grab some sodas and I'm not here. It hurts my feelings.
Yeah.
You drink the crazy sodas?
Look at what the camera angle looks like. House phone is just over here.
Which one is my camera? Is this
all one angle. You see you right there?
This one.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
My skin is beautiful.
Remember how we just talked about your head? Now it's covering me.
Sorry.
And
they always tell me I got a big ass head because I wear like a 7.5 fitted.
Well, I personally think that Yachty's got the best fit of everybody because you got this weird ass old 90s
First
shirt
all,
that says I got money.
This shit's fire.
Cool shirt
that's
crazy.
This shit's fire. Stop hating on me.
I do
he
like always, the shirt, but
he just
crazy,
got no drip, so he be hating on me.
I was sweating through this shit, bro. I was doing a kendama
trick.
You look
like you just fucking worked out in the gym for an hour and a half with
that's
that
how
shirt
I feel,
on.
Man. I'm trying to get in shape.
That nigga, I touched this nigga earlier.
He got gray hairs.
I do. I have hella gray hairs in my beard. I'm getting a beard trim tonight, and that's one thing I'm going to tell him is, like, make sure you take the gray hairs in extra.
Just have him do a little dye or something.
Yeah, I was going to say, you should dye your hair.
I'm not stressed. I'm just 35.
Damn.
Are you stressed?
Slick.
A little bit?
A little bit. Life is getting rough.
Why is life getting rough? What's going on?
You know, just personal shit.
Personal shit?
You know, but you get, that's just how life is. It can't be perfect all the time.
Mm. Yeah. It's ups and downs, man. Yeah.
Ain't that the truth?
That's facts.
Yeah, niggas getting old and shit.
Nah, you're not getting old yet. You don't want to do that to yourself yet.
22.
22.
You got your own weed?
You lit at 22
weed
already.
Now. No jumper weed.
I was lit at
speaking
17.
Of weed, before you came, we was having this debate about if you smoked on the How High movie or not.
Yeah, we did.
Exactly. You did? You got high?
He said you smoked CBD weed, though.
DC. Nah, it was DC's weed.
So exactly.
It was a real Atlanta weed.
But you said, like, you smoked, like, as a kid or something before, right?
Well, not, I mean, yeah. Like,
not a kid, but, like, you know.
Like, high school and shit. Like,
you said you did ecstasy.
I didn't say that. I feel like I heard you say something that used to pop beans in a song.
Oh,
you
yeah,
said something about popping a bean.
Oh, okay.
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 Hey, I didn't say you did.
I have a really important question.
I wouldn't even know.
How do you feel about TJX6 coming into the game and basically taking scammer rap to new heights since I know, I have a little bit of history
TJX6
in the field?
I like TJX6 and his music. A lot of my scammer homies don't like the fact that he's making
or putting
out. He's putting all the scams out there on blast, huh?
Some. He's actually not saying much.
Yeah.
He's doing, like, he's teaching a lot more than people need to know. He's speaking a lot about a lot more than people need to know. But I look at it almost close to like 6ix9ine. I feel like it's just.
Oh, that was your boy too. Pre-snitch.
I don't know. I don't know nothing about it. You know, but but pre-fame.
Pre-fame.
Yeah.
Like, I was talking 6ix9ine before he kind of got up there. You know, I didn't really speak to him much when he was at the top.
When he was doing his like viral videos.
Yeah, we didn't really communicate much during that time.
Now you got a good eye though of finding like shit that's pop, like it's gonna be popular.
Yeah, hell yeah, he knows about everything.
Music. I be on
bro,
music.
Bro, I saw you talk like I've been listening to Zan Man for a long time, and I saw y'all link up, y'all was talking. I was like, yes,
I've been talking to Zan Man.
I know. I was trying to put this nigga on Zan Man before he went to jail, and he didn't want to listen to me at first, but he finally listened.
Sometimes you gotta wait for that right time.
Like yeah, that's facts. That's facts. It'd be like that.
If you give somebody a verse too early, it might not really do that much to him, but if you wait for kind of the right moment, it might be a huge look, you know?
Yeah, but see, the thing with me is, bro, I fuck with people, bro, because imagine trying to tell a nigga who in the hood right now, like, you're not ready for my verse, and I give it to you.
Yeah, right.
No, just, I mean, fuck it, because I could die tomorrow.
Man. And I think that, like, you risk blowing out the value of your verses if you're giving verses too much to, like, bigger artists in a way, whereas if you just fuck with smaller artists, it's kind of like on them to make that song
bubble
up.
It's rare shit.
I don't even give a fuck, bro. Hey, music is art, bro. Like, you feel me? I don't look at it like I shouldn't do a song with this person. If I like them, I'm gonna do the song. You feel me?
How'd you find Almighty Suspect and did that song?
Was
you out here?
My homeboy D Santiago. Shout out my nigga D Santiago.
Just saw Juice WRLD shouting him out.
Yeah, I just saw that.
That's crazy. Very rare collab right there.
He was playing it for me. Yeah, it was. No, well, I think.
Wait, shout out.
Juice met D through me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They were just hanging out on Instagram. Yeah, I was like, man, okay. I thought you meant
Juice WRLD shouted out Almighty Suspect. No, I was like, what?
That would be even crazy. More rare.
But what happened though?
My homeboy played that song for me. I love Detroit music and I love West Coast music.
Yeah, facts.
So
it's all starting to like intertwine and all sound the same. The Bay, all the West Coast shit. I mean, the Bay and LA shit and Detroit shit.
Yeah, going up. Shout out Dre Gambino. Shout out.
That shit too hard.
Band Gang.
You heard of Shitty Boys yet?
Nah.
Bro, go home.
Shitty
type
boys.
In Shitty Boys.
He's advocating you about for to them
go.
Hard.
Bro, you about to go. If you like Detroit shit, they're the next niggas.
That's a wild name.
They're fire, too.
The shittiest boys around. So how you feel about the state of hip-hop? Well, actually, no. Before I say that, I want to say that everybody in the chat saying they fuck with that intro that you put out off the QC tape, Gucci and all that.
Yeah, that's right.
You were talking your shit on that.
Old.
2 years?
Yeah, man. I had a real sick cold. We did that song a long time. That was supposed to be on the...
On the first one?
Glacier Boys tape that we never dropped.
Yeah, and that's so random, though, that would end up being the lead single and shit, too. Oh, really?
That video's old as fuck.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have known.
No one would, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
We put a lot of work in on that tape, though. How are you feeling about it? You see it as an opportunity to really kind of seize the throne again?
Craziest thing is all those songs are old. Like, it's just kind of throwaways.
Why is that?
I just picked them because I wanted people to hear me rap. That's why I picked those type of songs.
You was just sitting on them before that?
Yeah, those songs are all, at the least, all 6 months old.
Yeah.
They are over 6 months old. It was on some, nothing was recorded for that. It was on some, when I was picking what I wanted to pick, I was like, I want to be heard. I want people to hear me rapping. That's what this whole, yeah.
People are losing it for that Cardi song on there.
Oh, man, I love that song.
The day that that came out, there was nothing. Nobody was commenting about shit besides that on stream.
I wish. I hate that it cuts his. I don't know if it's a verse or a hook, but at the end of that song, when he comes back in. I wish that part was longer. His part is very short.
Speaking of cut, did y'all hear that? That was like supposedly. Well, that was like whatever reason that the song got removed off of Trippy Red's album. They were saying that was the reason why, and I'm like, I don't think he.
Wait, what?
Basically, people were saying that Cardi's verse was like better than the whole album and like some crazy shit like that. But bro, would you remove the whole song?
I don't believe that.
I don't think Trippie Redd would do that. But
I haven't spoken to Tripp.
So I got a theory. I bet that Trippie just put the shit out thinking that Cardi would clear it and the label wasn't feeling it.
I've heard of Trippie doing that to somebody before. But I don't know about that because I spoke to Tripp before his album came out and he told me that. I don't want to get too deep into it, but I think, I'm not certain, but I'm almost sure I remember him saying Cardi cleared that song.
Yeah.
They'll probably just leave it up to speculation. They're not going to fucking say why.
There's no point. Nobody owes nobody shit.
Exactly.
Do you enjoy that? Like, that when you're in a situation where everybody wants to know what happened in some sort of personal situation?
That's ever happened to me.
But you just get to chill and you just get to not say shit. Now, you're not like that, huh? You come out and answer him, huh?
Yeah.
You're a man of the people.
I am. I always am, though. I've always been that artist, like, out of the new generation to speak on something. I never leave something too open, honestly, because I'd be like, I don't know.
If it's too open, that could be a bad thing, almost.
I don't know. I just don't. I'm not one of those like I'm not like Party Next Door. This is so random, but you know, Party Next Door, like super quiet and like in his own minding his business. I'd be out there. I'm be out there, but like if something happens, I'm gonna address it.
Talk about it.
Hey, why not?
Yeah, because it's like this whole concept that people have of being artists and being so rare and shit. And it's kind of like...
It helps sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, but you could be rare in other ways. Like, this is the first time I ever met you in real life, and I've fucking been following you since, like, 2015. So I'm like...
I don't think fanboy. I'm rare, though. You think I'm rare?
You don't really pop out like that. Like,
no, I don't. Simply that's what I'm saying. I'm not social like that. I'm kind of awkward.
Think about somebody like Tyler, where like whenever Tyler pops up, it's like a crazy thing because you've never seen him. Yeah, he's on the street around here, but you don't see him in the...
Really? I grew up with all them niggas. I remember when they used to just hang out on Fairfax. Yeah. And, like, niggas just used to just be...
I've seen him at least 3 times on Fairfax.
Yeah. No, I've seen him riding his bike by fast as fuck.
Yeah.
You hear that gay-ass shit he said on the freestyle with Funk, Flex?
Every time I talk to Tyler, he says
funny.
Something gay.
Yeah. Bruh.
Every time I talk to Tyler.
That was the funniest shit ever. To get on the mic. Because we know. When you're freestyling, when you're fucked up and joking around and shit, you might just like spit a gay bar and
say gay
laugh
bars
at
all
it
the
or whatever.
A joke.
To do that to Funk Flex, is so extra.
But just know that he's like that all the time.
Oh yeah,
bro.
He's definitely like that. He called me a couple days ago, and it's always gay. like it was the conversation
your nice
about
braids.
Something serious. Nah, so it's. I don't want to talk about it because it's so gay.
Just pre-pause the whole story.
I don't even want to say it. It's so gay. I don't want it to come out of my mouth. He's a big troll, though.
Bro, right. Just know we were in, like, high school, and niggas was broke. I didn't have enough to get a McDouble, and I needed a quarter to complete the chain for my McDouble.
Yeah, so he made hands off for a quarter?
He made me call him daddy, like, 40 times to give him a quarter, to give me a quarter.
That's crazy.
We were in high school, though. It was a joke, yeah.
That's cool.
Okay, huh? I did do it, yeah. I felt a little gay afterwards.
I love that Tyler will not ever give a straight answer on his sexuality, but he will, like, make, like...
What's your sexuality?
I'm just chilling.
What'd you say?
You said what? I'm just chilling.
What'd you say?
What does that fall under?
But I just think it's funny that he would never address his sexuality directly, but he'll go on Funk Flex and rap about going to look for hot dudes with Flex and just leave everybody to wonder to what.
Tyler's awesome, man. He's super cool.
That's the wave, man, right there.
Yeah, he's really cool.
Just let the world wonder.
Damn, you really have weed.
We really got No Jumper weed now. You like that?
You want to smoke it for how high three?
Jesus, no.
This one's cool.
Was that
you smoking for the next movie?
No.
Did you see what DC said about you?
No, I didn't get my assistant was just watching in the car.
I don't know if he really said anything that crazy besides just saying he fucks with you and that you're a cool dude and all that shit.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, he is.
He's a madman.
Wait, but how did you feel smoking weed again for the first time?
I ain't gonna lie to you. That's not the first time. I was smoking pre that movie because I knew I hadn't smoked in a long time. So I had
to
try. And I was way too like...
Were you able to still fucking do the movie?
No, they had to ban me from smoking after. Because I was getting way too high. Like,
really?
DC was very cool, but I was like.
But you said it was his weed too, right?
It was.
How much were you smoking? Like a whole blunt?
I mean, we were. usually pass a blunt back and forth while doing scenes.
That's a good way to not know how much you're smoking exactly. You know, so like it's flowing around the room.
You talk about, she says that me and him get too high on here all the time and just start sounding stupid.
Contact high as someone that doesn't smoke?
I like a quick, yeah.
See, it's real.
He's hanging out with the Migos, bro.
OD with it, though.
But not in here. That's too big. Like in the studio, though, yeah.
The studio, for sure. Because sometimes the studio has like amazing ventilation systems, but a lot of times
it
don't.
A lot of times it doesn't. Everything's encapsulated in there.
Right.
Yeah.
Let me go smoke rooms out.
Let me ask you this. What are the odds of you finding...
Those shorts are dope. I need those shorts.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We got you. No doubt.
No jumper section
shorts. What are the odds of you finding the Cardi B to your Offset this year? How close are you to...
What does that even mean? Does that mean like a... I mean, just a like wifey. The girl of my dreams?
Yeah, and I'm just... No, but I want her to be a rapper, too. Yeah, like. She got to be a rapper so that you guys can just...
They just make her
into
a rapper.
That's what would take you to the next level as a fucking public figure, is if all of a sudden... I'm trying to think who the one could be.
You could make any girl into a rapper after the City Girl shit.
Nah,
you could
he can't be with a girl that's trash. That'll ruin his whole image.
But I'm saying, he could write it and make them into
any girl. Oh, yeah, well, that especially has been proven. Yeah, but you don't know if you want to mix business and pleasure like that. If you get an artist under your wing and then you're also in love with her, that could be a real problem.
I don't know.
But have a girl in your bag or make the bag with her.
Okay.
You feel me?
Is this a question or an answer?
I think partially it's a question. Like partially, we're just telling you what you, we right. think you it's should do like with your life.
Okay.
The security guard's laughing, so I know we're doing something right.
Yeah. Your girls are such a tricky subject to talk about on camera.
Oh, yeah, because exactly. You probably got all kinds of loose ends out in the
bro,
street.
Bro, this nigga...
What? This nigga's crazy.
Bro, this nigga be trying to burn me out in front of my girl. My girl's here every week.
I believe it.
And he be saying weird shit in front of...
He's wild.
Right? I'll say some shit about you used to be crazy, and you're acting like I'm saying you're crazy right now.
That's kind of what you're alluding to.
I know a lot of girls don't want to hear that. To. Yeah, well.
You're out in the year 2035, right?
Yeah. No.
He's going to be not here by
16 years from now.
Okay, the year is 2035, and slavery is legal, right? This is,
oh, just, no, here we go.
Hold on, time out. I'm just saying.
Are you white or are you black?
I'm taking my shirt off.
Man, I just want to know, okay, all right, if it's cool to have, like...
A couple slaves.
Okay, now, wait, fuck what? It. The year is 1932. And your great-great-great-grandfather, Adam, had slaves.
Mm.
Are you okay with it?
Well, knowing what I know now, as someone who was alive in 2019, of course not. But I think that what you, the question you're asking raises a really... But that's the interesting question, is that
when's
it's like...
When's the last time you said nigga?
Never. In my whole life. Listen, the interesting thing is just that it's like people aren't evil. It's just like the culture is evil, and then people fall in line with the culture.
Some people
have you had a Popeye's chicken sandwich?
I had one bite today because there's a dude who drives around selling them for $20.
What?
Yes.
What? Why would you eat that?
He came
that?
Through and gave Jason one. No, they're fucking. It was wicked old and terrible.
Wicked. Wicked.
Goddamn.
Wait, what's wicked old?
Like, I'm never whiter than when
wait,
I say
hold
wicked.
Wait, hold on.
Wait. Yeah, wicked. Old.
What's wicked? Like a week? White. A month?
Yo, I think he got it a couple
really
days ago.
Three different races in it. Y'all are like, it's like some mixed shit.
Yeah. Yeah. We planned it.
Really, it's really a little black heavy right now.
A little black
heavy. No, this is a social experiment to see if a black guy, a Korean girl, and a white dude can get along.
Yeah, we also have different sexualities.
Aren't we all heterosexual? As far as I know,
Kim, is there something you want to tell us? I'm homosexual.
You're what?
I'd fuck girls to have somewhere to stay.
Oh, yo, you know this nigga. That's a thing. That should be a real thing.
Homeless sexual.
That should be real. I know so many niggas like that.
I'm sorry.
Was not a even joke. A pimp.
Not anymore. Like just, used
just
to.
Really yeah. need a place to stay.
Yeah.
And someone with a car.
Shout out to all the girls who are fucking AM skaters and sort of like sponsoring them by giving them a couch to stay
they're
on.
What skaters?
Like AM skaters. Like
amateur,
a dude who's not actually getting paid yet, but he's mad
or amateur
nice.
Amateur SoundCloud rappers,
he
you
mad
know?
Nice on the gram, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Supporting their dream.
Like you ever a 2015 had any girls support you when you was coming up?
If you got one of them, for sure. Care.
Exactly.
For sure.
Yeah.
Have someone support me.
I could see you being the gigolo if the whole rap thing maybe doesn't work out.
I would still be scamming. That's the only thing I knew.
You'll go back.
If this, you talking about if it doesn't work, like
if all of a sudden your rap clout went away, what do you think you're gonna do? Are you gonna be like, yo, Coach K, I need a plug?
I'm selling everything I own and investing, starting something, all my assets.
Later, Maloof. I could see you with like a lit fast food chain. I could see that being like the second phase of Yachty.
Yeah, that's a vibe.
That'd be so cool.
That's gonna take a minute to get some money.
Speaking of fast food, cookout in Atlanta, I miss that all the time because they
you
don't.
From Atlanta?
No, I'm from here, but every time I go there, I go to cookout.
I'm pretty sure you pulled up with a corn dog from there when we were in the studio. No, but I watched you eat it.
I fucked up though, dog. I got a chili cheeseburger, like some Cajun fries and a blueberry shake.
Yeah.
My stomach was on 50, bro.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, I was high and I was feeling myself, and that was the worst thing I could ever do.
You think it's weird I'm drinking out of the gallon?
It's a big ass water jug.
You gotta drink that every day, bro.
Especially when you're in this hot ass room.
Yeah, I feel like you do hella drugs.
I was talking about the other day. I haven't even done coke since New Year's.
What about like hella other drugs?
I mean, no.
I feel like Monday.
You feel like he's shooting up heroin in his toes?
No, hell nah.
Acid?
Tuesday,
I did acid like 3 years ago for a vlog and haven't done it since.
Would you do steroids?
Yeah, he's on him right now.
That sounds fun. Actually, that sounds way better than coke.
You don't work out, right?
I do work out.
Really? Look at this nigga.
Yeah.
Come out the shirt, bro. Come on, stop
no,
playing.
No. You can check my gram, bro. I was like, you can check my gram. You see me on my story right now, benching 225 for seven reps out here. Yeah, just crushing
no
it, bro. Oh, I did have a spot. Yeah, okay, large Iranian man. Yeah.
Could you beat Adam's ass in a fight?
I don't know. Can you fight Adam?
No,
I don't know. I couldn't fight both.
Man, fuck that. That's racist.
I just don't know if you can fight or not.
I couldn't do it. That'd be racist as fuck.
Man, I love you, Adam.
Love
one
you
of my
too,
first
bro.
Interviewers.
Yo, I think first.
Interviewer.
Can I tell you about a nightmare I had?
Let's hear it.
Like, you know, nightmares don't make any sense. I had a nightmare that saying the F word, fuck, was as bad as saying the N word. And I slipped up and said the F word in conversation, and I was being, it was the news and shit, like that I had said the F word. Like, it was that serious. I woke up sweating, but it was weird because it was like.
It was the word fuck, or was it the other word?
No, that's fuck. I immediately was like, what? Like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, nobody gives a fuck if I say fuck.
I think you need God.
Nobody gives a fuck if I say fuck.
It was a
weird
thing.
That's your conscience just like keeping you in check so you don't say some wild shit.
Yeah, right? I never have dreams either.
Do you believe in religion?
Hell no. I'm an atheist.
I watched the whole DC Young Fly video.
Me and him arguing about that.
That shit was lit. I was doing this shit with him. She was like, he looks like an atheist. You need to stay away from him, and we need to pray. My mom was, she was like,
it's okay, I'm praying for
this
you.
White
sorry,
man,
mom.
All these tattoos.
You are a sinner. You are Sodom and Gomorrah personified.
I don't even know what that means, honestly. No.
Basically, just wait, Google it.
Doesn't sodomize mean like you fuck somebody?
You're onto something.
I think that's where I came from.
Yo, chill out.
Yo, is this the gayest podcast you ever been on?
I've never been on a podcast.
Yeah, you have.
Will you pull up
every
time
I ever
Joe Budden's podcast if he asked you, like next week?
I wanted to go in there. I never.
He should do the pull up with you. That'd be lit.
That's what he was supposed to do.
That would have been fire. You seen Vince Staples one? That was really good.
I've seen some of it. I love Vince Staples, bro.
That shit was hilarious.
You saw that show shit he dropped? It's like a bro. I was so confused, but I was so down.
Vince is one of the best people in the rap game,
bro. That shit was funny as fuck because I just watched Pulp Fiction too, and it was like very, very similar. Yeah. It's just, he just shows up in this random ass barbershop and there's a bunch of bloods there. It's so good, bro.
It was amazing.
And then you're so surprised when it turns into a karate scene.
Dude, why is everyone talking about my knees?
Because they out, yeah.
And they sexy. I got sexy chocolate knees. I wish people can't see my tattoos. I have the sad face and the smiley face.
You definitely got like track knees. Like you used to run track in high school.
Yeah, I'm because.
Lil Yachty got them world hunger knees.
That's what they said.
Chad is fucked up. That's fucked up.
Ew,
what is that?
You
mean?
Can't even roast them back too, because it's like it's not even pictures of them back.
No, yeah, it's just.
You can't know what they look like exactly.
It's awkward.
If they know that you're reading the chat, then they're gonna really start cooking.
They're gonna go in.
Exactly. They're gonna just be on your nuts.
They're really funny on here though.
For the culture.
Someone said Vince Staples so hot I slept on him heavy. I don't know if you meant hot like
Eilish girl. Tell my Billy.
Yeah, right.
Where's Billy?
There. Maybe when she's 18, that could be your celebrity boo.
That'd be
bro,
cute.
That's such a weird.
Yeah,
concept.
Yeah. I know.
That's so weird, bro. That is so.
You know her, right?
Yeah.
That's the homie.
Yes, Billy's really cool, and
she's
so talented,
good.
And she's going so up.
She's like
it's
the most
scary.
Streamed female artist or some shit like that.
Yeah, but she's like I see her like on Instagram the most liking pictures.
Facts.
Like the most top liked account to like a regular really small account.
And
like,
she took Lil Nas X out. She took Lil Nas out.
Did she?
For the number one slot.
Yeah, she did.
Yes.
Shouts out to Lil Nas, man.
That's crazy.
He went to my high school.
Huh?
He went to my high school.
He did. Oh.
Did you guys know each other?
No, I'm older than him.
The Atlanta high school's got mad history.
I knew his brother, his older brother.
DC Young Fly was just telling us about Thug punching a teacher in the shit in eighth grade.
That's fire.
Getting kicked out of school.
In eighth grade?
Because they went to school together.
He's from Atlanta, too? DC's from Atlanta?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought he was from DC for some reason.
DC got wild.
He didn't kick it though when he was five.
That was so wild,
Wait, who said that? DC?
I didn't kick it though when I was five.
On hot? Thugs, I had to kick a door when I was five.
That's lit.
You know what you gotta be going through to kick a door at five?
That's some real shit.
I got an Xbox at five. That was kindergarten.
I got expelled in first grade for throwing a chair up top.
And they expelled you?
Like they sent me to another school like down the street.
Yo, bro.
What were you so mad about?
What
at
about
age five?
When Dolph said he got some head when he was six?
What?
You didn't hear that song?
What about Birdman? Okay, we can keep going with this. What about Birdman talking about getting Lil Wayne his dick sucked when he was like 11 or some shit?
Suck Lil Wayne's little dick.
It's still wild, but that's not as bad as 6 years old.
That's six. I fucked
Coach K never had you in that kind of position? He never tried to serve you up a bitch when you were underage?
Nah, man. Coach wasn't like that. If anything,
they're kind of helping you become a man to a certain extent. They never put you on some like crazy shit.
Like anything, most that I was ever told was keep a gun. Yeah.
I felt that.
They're looking out for him.
That's looking out though. Yeah.
Yeah, but they were never on no pressing me to do nothing like that type. Shit.
Someone said, "I bet Yachty got nice feet."
I was gonna say they really want to see your feet now.
You your nails are hella sparkly too.
Look at those
are hard.
What are those? Damn, you got hella fucking diamond.
I didn't even see that. I thought you were showing the shoes.
Also, what's come down?
Nah, those are hard.
Bro, that is the most rich shit I've seen in a minute.
Those are hard as fuck.
And all these diamonds, bro. Niggas be wearing fake diamonds.
Homie got like five anklets on. Nine?
Yeah. Nine bro, anklets?
If a bitch is just talking to you and she looks down and she sees...
You gotta wear some slip-on Vans, my nigga.
She sees all that ice inside the boot. Oh, my. She's realizing it's different. It's different now.
It's definitely different when you get down to the ankle.
It's different. You gotta get just taking it all in.
Yo, I did not know you was doing this, bro. I swear to God. I just always stop by your shop when I'm in LA.
I appreciate it.
We do this every Monday.
Really? Yeah, every Monday.
It's Tuesday today, but we usually do it on Monday.
YouTube? No Jumper?
Yeah, we stream on YouTube.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Now we're going to throw you in the headline and be like, Lil Yachty breaks up.
No, use me for...
Jules comes through the fucking stream. Rah, rah, rah. You don't mind, though. I used to feel shy about using my rapper homies for clickbait, and now I feel like they understand because everybody does it.
He posted that shit. It was like, Thousand Man finally talks about she's getting shot at by Lil Yachty.
That made me watch that video. I was sitting in my living room going through my YouTube, and I said, click that one.
You gotta do it.
And it was not even a really about
exactly. This nigga is crazy.
This crazy.
I'm glad out here, man.
Hey, but think about how, like, that's cool that, like, everybody is on such cool terms that didn't even matter that he just said wild ass shit like
at
that.
At this point in time.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
it's all love now.
Yeah, I mean, Murder wasn't exactly hyped about the fact that I said that because he said, he's like, I used to do songs with Migos and they wouldn't put them out, so I would steal them off their computers and leak it. But he's talking about, like, a long ass time ago. But
kind of fire.
While he was saying it, I was still sitting there like, damn, you're really saying that, huh? That's crazy as fuck.
Did he tell you to edit it out later or something?
Nah, but he's talking about like before there was like Spotify and Apple Music and just mad shit was coming out all kinds of different ways. So it's kind of a different time.
When niggas is on like Spinnerilla and Audio Mac and shit like that.
Motherfuckers out here getting 20K to drop their shit on Dat Piff.
Damn.
Yeah, that was before your time too. You don't know about
that. Bro, I used to listen to all Lil B on Dat Piff.
Facts.
All those Migos tapes from back then, though, were crazy.
Yeah, I used to
oh my God.
In high school.
Bro.
That was the life.
That was literally the best, yeah.
That was actually it.
Streets Unlocked, all them shits was all amazing.
It sounded like a candy bar.
What's the most viral shit that we can ask Yachty about?
RIP Lil Yachty.
Most viral shit.
Damn. They always say RIP, everybody.
They want to know what you think of NLE Choppa.
He's lit.
I think he's cool. He's really young. I've never seen him wear a shirt. He's always in tank top.
That's facts.
He does really know.
I was at his video shoot yesterday.
Can I tell you?
He was in a tank top.
Can I tell you?
Lil Soldier was both wearing tank tops.
Listen, I seen something with NLE Choppa that I've never seen with other artists where I was watching him perform on the second stage at Lyrical Lemonade, and at least 10 different people threw their phone on stage. And there's like a big gap, so it's not like these people
Speaking
are going to be able to
hey,
get
bro,
up to the stage.
You got everybody Lyrical Lemonade's performance except mine.
Really?
That's crazy.
Yeah, I watched it, nigga. Ooh, yeah, wow. Smoke.
Blame the filmer. What was that kid's name? You were shouting about Juice. Juice.
You got everybody set.
Damn. That's
maybe Juice
up.
Saved it for his own vlog.
I missed so many people's sets, actually. I felt so embarrassed just walking up and Smoke Perp just got off stage, and I'm just like, damn,
really,
we're like actually friends, and I just totally missed this.
Missed the whole set.
I feel like a piece of shit. But yo, people open up Snapchat and throw their phone on stage. Like, what are the odds that they're going to be able to get that fucking phone back?
No clue.
No odds.
It's so rude. I just don't get it.
What if it's an old phone? Like, what if you had an old phone?
I don't get it. It's so rude.
Throw a phone at you?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Are you going to throw the phone back? Like,
I have no clue because they come from nowhere.
Yeah, you have no idea where to throw it back.
You ever got hit with a drink?
Almost. Like, I've ducked, yeah. But I always, someone throw some. I try not to get mad because I throw water all show.
Yeah,
but,
facts.
But,
dude, they should expect that, though, by now.
Anyone to say y'all ain't up by those. I probably
get mad because I throw water all day. You know, I can't be like, all bougie.
You saw that nigga do like a bottle at Sway Lee or some shit like that. He threw something hard at Sway Lee.
I mean, it's kind of disrespectful.
You know? Kind of?
Right, exactly.
Nigga, like, yeah, you got me fucked up.
What do you think about Joe Budden coming at Sway Lee for a song with Drake, just saying that that shit was trash?
Did he really come at him?
He did hard. He's like, that song was trash. You got to do something better. That's some generic ass Afrobeat shit. Like, he came at Sway Lee so crazy. I haven't even seen Joe Budden come at an artist crazy like that. Maybe since he came at you back in that era.
Yeah, I don't know, dog. I saw that. That's weird.
I listened to that
song. Why are you so passionate about
hating?
Yeah,
or just being mean.
Yeah, just for no reason. Like, if you didn't like it, you could have just left it at that. Like,
that's the kind of thing, though, where that song, I listen to it, I don't give a fuck about that song. I don't give a shit. It does sound like fucking every other Afrobeat song I ever heard in my life, whatever. But, like, I don't know. It's just, like, kind of crazy. You know, I watched a lyric video, and I'm, like, looking at Drake's verse, too, and I'm like, man, this is a generic-ass song. It sounds like every fucking song I ever heard of this type.
I didn't get to listen to it yet. I thought it was instantly going to be a hit just because Sway Lee is fire.
Sway Lee and Drake, yeah. That's all that matters.
But you know what the issue is that, like, Sway Lee is looking at Joe Budden. Joe Budden wants to be able to just say this song is trash and to have that it be all good that he just threw his opinion out there, even though him and Sway Lee, presumably
the early 2000s,
they know each other in real life. They're cool. How do you feel?
Are they really cool?
I mean, they're probably cool to a certain extent, I think. Because for the most part, Joe Budden always says positive things about Sway Lee. Like, he really fucks with his music. That's why he even had an opinion.
Sway Lee said that in his response. He was like, you don't know me like that. You like say that you like me, then nigga don't say no weird shit about me. Like, he literally said that.
But this is the question, is could it ever be cool if you put out a project and I legitimately just hated the project and I went on social media and said, yo, Yachty's project sucks. It's like that's crazy, you know?
Niggas put they all into this shit, bro.
Exactly.
Niggas really be in the studio all night working on this shit, bro. So when a nigga do that, like, that's why shit be upsetting me. And fuck that. Let's talk about these the way streaming numbers are going. I was talking to my homies, right? So we was talking about, like, remember when I dropped Teenage Emotion and it did 44,000?
Mm-hmm.
Niggas was like, that was a flop.
That's like the biggest. They're acting like that was the biggest flop.
Man, that's how niggas was talking.
That don't sound like a flop anymore.
Yeah.
Numbers recently, first off, shouts out to Young Thug, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, that made me so happy, bro.
I love that album. I love Young Thug. That's a beautiful album.
Yeah, I love the album. I heard a lot of those songs, but that's not the point that why I'm so happy, because Young Thug album, first week numbers, I don't know, they just don't add up to how big he is as a person. But this week, I was so well deserved, man. Not this week, but this album. I told him.
This is one of his hardest albums he put out in a minute, though.
It's amazing.
For being the level of GOAT that he is, it's always kind of been like he just narrowly avoided having that one mega big single or that one really, like, beloved, perfect album. I feel like this is that album.
Yeah, this album's going to take him to that. It's going to, like, sprout him up.
Yeah.
But as I was saying, a lot of album sales, I've been seeing them coming in rather low, bro. But, and niggas don't, it's like passes now. It's like nobody cares anymore.
Mouse. Yeah, exactly.
Am I tripping?
Nah, but I feel like people never talked about numbers at all, and now that's all the talk. Like, that's all the talk is about niggas' numbers. Why does it even matter?
So how much is one stream worth?
I forgot.
Like,
it's like a whole thing.
It's like
that
a whole
doesn't
thing.
Make sense to me.
It's like a whole thing.
It's a lot, Kim.
Because it's like people ask me that all the time. Because like what? I'm not at that level where like I'm still. They're like, oh, how much you get paid for like SoundCloud streams and shit like that. And I'm like, it's way different. Like at every level, you know. Like it's niggas try to ask me that all the time. I don't know what the fuck to say.
I was just talking about it because, man, back it's like it's okay now to come in 20,000.
Man,
all these new artists.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of artists. Like, that's a weird thing that kind of got brought into the game. I think we can maybe blame Academics for in recent times of, like, always just
always
tweeting
posting
out everybody's fucking album sales, but just turning it into a thing.
What other genre do they do that?
Never.
Because everybody,
unless you're number one, they're like, oh, this is the number one song.
Yeah, but they don't ask you if that's good, a WRL.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. Yeah. I'm not going
to
lie.
It's like, I don't know if other people do this, but me and my partners, we check first week numbers now just to see what people do.
Yeah. It is a pretty good.
I hate that because growing up, that was not a thing.
That was not a thing. I would listen to the album or not listen to it.
It's an important temperature check, to be real, of like how somebody is doing, because, you know, we know a lot of people who maybe like their shit seems like they're lit on Instagram, but then when they put out a project, nobody rushing to see it, and it does kind of tell you a lot about where they're at.
Okay, look.
I feel like they did care about sales. Some albums be hard, though.
Mm. Exactly. So that's why it's like, does it matter at that point?
And more than any other genre, hip hop is obsessed with what's going on right now. So it's like, we want to know what's going on with this project right now, because realistically, motherfuckers probably ain't going to be talking about it in a week. So it's kind of like people want to get that shit. They want to establish some opinions and shit right away. But I agree with you. Like, the reason why I have a hard time, the reason why even if you put out a project that I hated, that it would be hard for me to sit there and say that, is because I do get everything that goes into it. And I just feel like it's not a good look to be shitting on somebody's fucking hard work that they put into
something,
like, you know?
Like, if he was like the butt of the joke, and it was like for the whole week, and it was like, nah, this album sucks, you wouldn't feel inclined. Like, if you really felt like you didn't like it, you wouldn't say nothing.
Nah, because I don't say nothing about Lil Xan, everybody cooking to his. Man, and like his shit, he got clowned a million times worse than I ever heard about.
You still respect him.
You know, because that's still my homie at the end of the day. It's like, even if I don't like his music as much or whatever, it's like, you gotta, you know everything he went through, so you can't just sit there and shit on him.
That's literally like, we look at him like the little bro. Like, he been around for a minute, so it's like,
Right.
Niggas can say whatever they want about bro, and it's like, man, you don't even, like, he literally just a kid. I mean, I don't know.
How old is he?
I mean, not that he's just a kid, but it's just like, they be just coming at him too hard and too, like he's just supposed to be some, like, thug-ass nigga or something. Like, bro, what? Like, let that nigga cook.
It's just, I don't know what that is. I don't know. You know, that'd be the thing, like, that going against, like, just being, like, a white rapper on top of shit.
I felt that. No, that's facts.
He's Mexican.
He's Mexican. He's Mexican.
My apologies, because you can take that the wrong way. No, I mean, but that's. But just like, you know, when you're not black. It'd be like,
I'm not gonna lie though, that shit was stupid funny. He pulled the burner out on that nigga at the gas station. Just imagine getting popped by Lil Xan, and that's like your legacy.
Imagine
you got shot by Xan.
If Lil Xan had that Gucci man like reputation, like damn, remember when Xan capped that fool and now he just got away with it? Oh my god, that's what his career needs. Real talk.
Just know he would have.
He could go get Noah back.
He would have turned into Snoop Dogg or something.
Get a teardrop.
He would have been on like Ellen DeGeneres the next week. Like,
he got enough shit on his face. He could get a teardrop.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure. He got all that shit under his eyes, all teardrops from him crying so much from all the bodies that he spilled.
Real talk.
You feel me? It's like unlimited teardrops.
I thought he was going by a new name. What happened to that?
What, Diego?
That's his real name.
You ever think about pulling that move? New name? Nah, you got it.
At that point, I mean, one time I was like, maybe I should drop the Lil, but fuck it. Fuck it.
It's too early.
You ever seen that skit of Loiter Squad when they had this nigga Tyler, and like his rap name was Young Nigga?
Yeah.
And he had like a whole press conference to drop the word young off of of the name. That is the funniest shit.
I forgot about that.
He was like, he had like this huge press conference. He was like, I'm gonna get rid of this name. This word that's in my name that's very offensive, I'm gonna drop the young.
Yeah. And it was going crazy.
Super funny. Yeah. That shit's hella funny.
I shouldn't be laughing at that.
You should do that and drop the Lil.
What?
You should do that. Do a press conference and drop the Lil. Yeah.
You don't want me laughing at that? I take it back.
You so funny, bro. Yo, how do you deal with hate?
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah?
I mean, I'm old,
Has
man.
Anybody ever pressed you in person? Like, hated on you in person? Like, yo, your show sucks.
Nothing.
No one's ever hated. No one's. Years of living, no one's ever came to me like, yo, you suck, nigga.
There was one thing that happened recently that was pretty funny. I was in the club with, it's acting weird. I don't know. Just, you know.
I thought you were saying you were at the club with Yuri.
No, I could never go to the club with Yuri. He goes to gay clubs.
Honestly, me and Yuri was at the club with us last night. Oh, getting twerked on.
Bro, but this is why I was in the club in Chicago. Sorry, no security, chilling, all good. Hella people no showing security, me love on that. Well, I'm just saying, because I felt like it was kind of, it was like, damn.
No
like,
security.
There's so many people talking to me that I was just kind of like, damn, I should really have security. But then I'm walking out, and I hear some dude just say, oh, Adam 22. And I just look right at him. I'm like, what up, bro? He just goes, oh, no, I don't fuck with you. I'm like, oh. I was just like, whatever. I just kept walking.
He wasn't even really a dick about it.
He just was like,
that's cool. I don't fuck with you. At least he kept that same energy, though. At least he didn't try to dap you up.
Do you have security?
Nah, not really. Word. At the store. Like,
oh, yeah, where?
You know.
I mean, I guess that's cool enough.
So there's never been no problems.
No, I mean, multiple people have tried to run in here with guns and shit. I just don't care, man.
Okay,
I'm not
fucking
with
them. We have a door that locks.
I don't know. I should probably have security, but I'm just like holding out. I'm gonna wait till something really bad happens and then I'll do it.
That's like
that sounds really retroactive.
Yeah, that's the wrong way to do that.
So Adam, you getting some kids?
Kids? Why would you say that? You
getting old?
You've been with your shorty for a minute, too.
Yeah, y'all been
hanging around. She has only told me how she wants babies.
Yeah,
forever.
She wants to make babies, but she makes all her money off her body, you know, so I don't know. Like, that would kind
of
fuck the game
up for
a little
bit. That
would
be 9 months of no money.
First of all, no, it wouldn't. It's a whole market for that, first of all.
People are into pregnancy.
I told her, I don't really want you doing pregnant shit. That's kind of nasty.
So you wouldn't fuck her on camera pregnant?
Nah, it feels kind of immoral, bro.
Okay, so then you have,
that
means you have some type of...
That's what I'm like. I had
big
to
morals.
Okay. I had to ask that question because I don't know where his morals lie on the spectrum.
Me either. I swear to God. I figure, like, y'all would do that. I didn't even get it.
Y'all are both, like, old school, like, down
like, I feel
south
like you have
motherfuckers.
A secret dark web account where you do really crazy shit.
Dark web? Hell no.
You be on the red room?
TJ saying he wants to go kill himself?
You be on the red room and shit?
TJ said that he wants a girl kill herself. No, but y'all think that because I don't believe in God that I'm like evil and shit. I don't think you're evil.
I think you have no soul.
What? Define no soul.
I think you just have no morals.
You don't feel bad about things.
You know
things.
A secret club somewhere where you go into the front, go to the back, knock on the door, give them a secret password, go down to the basement, and then do crazy
like burn
shit.
Chickens and
I've
shit.
I've never done
Let's
that.
Let's go.
I went to a sex club one time. I saw a dude get piped in the ass with a strap on. Whoa. It made me feel super uncomfortable. I did.
Take off the head.
It was so weird.
That was crazy.
I hated it.
Wait, was this in LA?
No, it was in Vegas.
Negative as fuck.
Bro, it was gross.
Bad energy.
I've never been so sure.